News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Should those who record and post vicious, appalling assaults online face criminal charges? This comes after our discussion on yesterday's programme, where we spoke about the increase of violent attacks among young teens being posted on social media. Now, join us to discuss this in studios, criminal barrister Barry Ward. Thanks for coming in again, Barry. I know you think action is needed to clamp down on this kind of behaviour. It is really appalling stuff.
Yeah, I think anybody who sees this can see just how awful this is and how morally reprehensible it is. But we have to distinguish between what we all recognise as being wrong and what is actually against the law. And at the moment, the kind of activity you're talking about isn't actually against the law insofar as there's no specified offence. Now, if you're involved in the assault itself, obviously that's different. The person who perpetrates the assault clearly has committed an offence, and somebody who videos it, if they're complicit in some way, may also have committed offence, but that could be very difficult. It could be very difficult to prove that connection.
Let's just stay with that for a second, yeah, because in case people think that they can't be, the Gardaí can take once you have a proper video of an assault, they have evidence enough. They have to identify the people.
Exactly.
And the video speaks for itself.
Yes.
The next stage is to try and find the person who did the video in.
That's exactly right. I mean, the video itself can be evidence of the assault, but the person who videoed it, it's quite difficult for the prosecution authorities to prove the complicity of that person. So, for example, if you're at home and an assault takes place outside your door and you videoed out the window, clearly you're not involved in that scenario. Nobody's suggesting that that should be an offence. But if you're part of organising an offence in order to video it and in order to then post it on social media, there is a complicity there that should be, I think.
Another thing to clear up that aspect of this, which is important, Barry, the people who are standing around, I've seen loads of these videos. I've seen there was one in Waterford, another one in Northern Ireland. The people who are standing out cheering the assailant on, they're culpable to some extent as well.
I don't think, as the law currently stands, that there is a specific offence you could land at their door. Now, in France, I know in 2007, for example, they did bring in an offence that made it an offence specifically to video or disseminate videos of these kinds of things. But that has problems in its own right. They made an exception for journalists, for example. And that adds more burdens on the prosecution to prove that something isn't legitimate, for example. So it's a difficult one to pin a specific offence.
But under our criminal law, so whoever's doing that videoing of that incident that we're talking about, the one down in Kerry, and the girl was killed, then that person would be under our criminal law. I think if somebody is anybody who's complicit in any aspect of a murder plot, they're all charged with murder, isn't that right? Or manslaughter.
Well, if you can prove that there is that complicity, then you can charge them with assisting or being involved in maybe a conspiracy or something like that. There is not, to my knowledge anyway, a specific charge or offence on our statute book at the moment that says it's an offence to video an assault or even to disseminate that.
Actually,
video.
That's the very thing I was going to come to. The digital age, we talk about it like being a runaway, uncontrollable juggernaut, and it has been allowed to get out of control. The kind of legislation you're talking about, there is a dearth of that. There is a paucity of such legislation so far, isn't there? And we're still very much playing catch up, aren't we?
Yeah, I think probably there is a gap in the law here. I mean, as I say, anybody who hears of these stories can recognise that it is morally reprehensible what's happening. And the damage that's done, particularly to the victim in that instance, goes beyond the physical injuries that they might sustain. So I think there is room for something here. But as I say, there are complexities that have to be brought into account. So do you provide for an exception for journalists? Do you provide an exception for the bystander who happens to see this and video it with
this
a view?
Citizen journalism.
Exactly.
Paradigm,
or somebody who decides they want to pass this video onto the Gardaí so they can help track down the person who's responsible for it. And again, in the French law that I mentioned, there was an exception provided for somebody who videoed something with the contemplation that it would be used in subsequent court proceedings. So there is room for those exceptions. But I think everybody would recognise that there is a gap here. There is a good reason why people who are complicit or involved in this, or worse again, disseminating the stuff on social media, have committed a moral offence, if not a criminal offence, and maybe that the law should be taking cognizance of that.
Well, some of our politicians who spend an awful lot of time wasting time coming up with silly legislation should sit down with somebody like yourself and come up with the nuts and bolts of this, because somebody has to grab this. I just want to say one other thing to you about, and ask you, as a barrister, and I think I might have mentioned it to you before, Barry, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself, I have a bugbear about this. I have seen in the past year, I've been working in journalism over 30 years, in newspapers and television and radio, whatever. Social media has gone out of its way to undermine in every way it can, the whole criminal justice process. And I'm talking about when there's a trial on, there's all kinds of tweeting going on. I'm thinking about the Charlton Disclosure Tribunal, there's all kinds of very negative tweeting going on about things that are going on in the tribunal by witnesses. Are you concerned, as a barrister in the Law Library, that there is so much of this, like if we slip into tongue here, somebody will have us drag us down for contempt down to the courts and we'll get our backsides kicked around the place and maybe News Talk will be fined 200,000 or 300,000 just for a mistake. Whereas nothing seems to happen with the social media area.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the point you're making. I don't think that the courts are fining News Talk hundreds of thousands of euros for a slip of the tongue. But you're right, there is an element of trial by media, for example, in criminal matters, or the absolute the abandon that some social media users have when they approach things that we would consider to be sub judice or the subject of court proceedings, we'd say. Mm-hmm. And there's always been a tradition in Ireland that when a matter is before the court, we don't discuss it in the media. And responsible journalists don't propagate opinions and things like that.
Yeah,
there is a problem. And we saw this during a number of recent high-profile criminal trials, for example, that there were veritable campaigns on social media to influence jury members or to influence people involved in the case. That's not appropriate. I don't think anybody thinks that it is. How you clamp down on it is another issue, but it's definitely something that needs to be
looked
at.
But it's all part of the same discussion, isn't it, about the whole social media thing. Like it's very barbaric, that young child being beaten and humiliated.
Absolutely.
And shamed, and then it's put up and thousands of people are sharing it.
Yeah, and we don't want to go down the road of the United States where all of this stuff is available for anybody who wants to go online. There are certain things that should be restricted. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that we should be able to intervene and say, that's not acceptable and we won't tolerate it.
Let's hope some of our very energetic legislators are listening to this morning, and Barry Ward is available if you need to talk to him. Criminal barrister Barry Ward, thanks very much as always for coming in to see us.